How great is God, and greatly is God to be praised. Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for the greatness of this moment, this time, this season, God, you have made. And you've made it with such intention. Filled it with so much purpose. And Father, we praise you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you for salvation and all that it entails, the fullness of God revealed in the flesh. The power of your kingdom. And you've made us witnesses to all of that. For that, Lord, we are so thankful. God, you didn't do it because we asked for it. You didn't do it because we earned it or deserved it or in any way qualified for any of it. But you did it because you're God. And you're holy. And your love. And you did it because you saw it as the best way. And Father, for it all, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you thanks. Truly, because of you, who you are in us, this is the greatest season of our lives. And we thank you, Father. Everyone shouted. You can take your seats. Scriptures tell us this. It says he appeared in the flesh. That's a big statement. Was vindicated by the Spirit. Was seen by angels. Was preached among the nations. Was believed on in the world. And was taken up in glory. You know, there's what an incredible God. What a holy, what a mighty, what a faithful, what an ever-present, what an always good God we serve. We quote this here all the time because it's so powerful, and it's this, it's my God, his way is perfect. Your God, his way is perfect. And the majesty of his kingdom and the power of his presence and everything that God has done, everything that he is, and everything that he has said is beyond what we can actually imagine. God's always done things out of who he is. And guess what? Guess who you are? You're out of who he is. You're not a second thought. You're not something gone wrong, made right. You are a perfect image and a perfect likeness. And the reason is your God, my God, this God, his way is perfect. And it's really important to see the plan. And the plan is that unto us, a son was given, unto us a child was born. And he's called Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And here's what's so important about the plan, is that what God created, which is you and I, through us, he wanted to bring the definition, the detail of who he is. And for the very first time, God was born. God was born. God was born. When Christ came into the world, when God created the world, when God formed the sea and the moon and the stars and the sun and the earth, and it's important that you hear this because this is the power to walk out all the prophetic word that God has given you. All the word God is going to reveal to you, and everything that God has said to you, everything God has said to you is somewhere, somewhere. And the plan is that the fullness of Christ would be seen in you. That's the plan. The plan is that the details of God would be manifest to you. The plan is that you would be a spectacle for men and angels. That's the plan. That's the plan. But when the idea, which is man-made, is that just a mistake happened, let me tell you this. Nothing is wrong and nothing is missing. There's just so much more. How could it be? God, my God, His way is perfect. And do you think the fall of man, the disobedience of man, the doubt of man has the power to thwart the plan of God? Absolutely not. That's why when He spoke to Abraham, He said, as for me, He said, this is my word. And then He said, my word that goes out of my mouth, it cannot return void. When I send it, it will accomplish exactly what I have commanded it to do. So, if you have a prophetic word over your life, whatever it is, when God created man, and He created the heavens, the stars, the moon, and the sun, He said, this is for times and seasons. Now, heaven is timeless. There are no clocks in heaven. You're not going to step into the kingdom of God and say, oh, it's 10:30, PFC is on. I mean, I have no doubt if there were that PFC would be on the big screen.
Come on, of course.
Because heaven is watching.
Yes.
But heaven is interested in what you know, not what you don't know. Heaven isn't interested in what you think hasn't happened yet. God says He would make us. He made us spectacles to men and angels. So there's something. What would possibly come out of man that would intrigue the perspective or the desire or the eyes of the angels of God, the host of God? What could possibly do that? Well, unto us a child is born, a son is given. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. When God spoke to Mary, He blessed her. He blessed her. And God blessed you. In the creation of time, God blessed us. And when He created time, He gave us the power to say when and where. He gave you the power to make determinations as to when and where what? When and where God would be revealed through faith. Do you realize that the angels of God were able to see Christ through the faith of Mary? God brought out of Mary's faith the Son of God. Now, if you think your word is still somewhere in the wings waiting, you're right. It is. It is somewhere in the wings, waiting. There's a scripture that says this. It says, after we have suffered, and I like this word, a little. Not a lot, just a little. After you have suffered a little, that then, in essence, in summation, God would bring about His fullness. After you have suffered a little. How many enjoy suffering? Now, Lourdes does. God bless it. Maybe Lourdes knows something that everybody else doesn't know. Maybe Lourdes understands what suffering is. Because we're afraid of suffering. But the word says, after you've suffered a little, after you've suffered a little. Listen, God gave us the great gift of His Son. But before we knew Him, as we know Him today, He gave us something incredibly precious, and we've talked about that here at PFC. It's a will. He gave us a will. And your will is a really incredible gift from God because it has boundaries. And God set those boundaries. God did it. God set those boundaries. The Word says God created everything. In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same is in the beginning with God. And through him all things were created, and without him not anything that was created. In essence, God created everything through his Word. And what God gave Adam and Eve in the beginning is God created him, man, out of his Word. So say, I'm created out of the Word of God. That's who you are, so don't speak against you. And then God blessed what he had created, saying, you're blessed. This is a good thing. And then God gave man his word, and he has given you his word to keep. So the word of the Lord that we read, the word of God, the prophetic word of the Lord, anything that your faith is attached to is really important to heaven, because the host of heaven know that through the faith of God in man. Man had faith, the faith of man at one point, and then God gave us the faith of Christ. So our faith got us so far, but the faith of Christ gets us all the way there and then some. Meaning heaven and earth coming together, as the word describes. So after you suffer a little, the fullness of God would be revealed, but we tend to do everything and we tend to fear suffering, not understanding what suffering really is. And what suffering really is taking your will and bringing it as an offering to God in surrender to him, because that's all we really have to do. In all the entirety and the fullness, in all the structure and the foundation of what God's will for us is that his plan would be revealed in us. Because God knew that only through faith in the unseen that God said. Only through faith, because if you see it, you don't need hope, you don't need faith, and that's a problem. Because if we can only see with our senses, no matter how great it is, no matter how grand it is, and don't be afraid of the suffering, you're going to feel better about it in just a minute. But after all the season, all the time, God brings about something that is so incredible that it gives you power. How many would like to have power over the world? Power over the... After you've suffered a little, if you suffer in praise, Jesus suffered in praise to God. Suffered a lot more than you ever will. And he did it for you so you don't have to. Because he just wanted you to suffer just a little. And after you've suffered just a little, muy poquito, right? Then the fullness of God is revealed. And why is that? Because when you surrender your will, you take control of the world out of its hands. And God gives you that control. He gives you that power after you've suffered a little. And suffering a little is described like this. If you're going to follow me, take up your cross, lay down your will, and follow me. There was a time that Philip said, show us the Father, and it will be enough. And people today can feel the same way. Bring this word to pass, or if you'll do this, or if you'll do that, the bargains with God. See, there isn't anything you have to bargain God for, because when you bargain with God, you want a little. God doesn't give a little. He gives it all. He gives as he is. He is fullness. He isn't a little bit. He isn't halfway, he isn't three quarters, he isn't 99.9%. He is 100% God, 100% good, 100% faithful, 100% love, which means he gives it all. And the plan of God was that his fullness would be seen through you now, not just or only for us, but for the host of heaven. The host of heaven came, the word says, and joined the angels. They had to come down and say, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill to all those whom his favor rests on. It's really important for you to understand why God tells you to do the things that he tells you to do. Why you can't see God in the way you would like to see him, to prove he is God. And Philip said, show us God. And Jesus said this. So we think that, again, if God were to show up in a particular way, we'd see him and we'd know he's God and we'd believe. If God would just answer this one thing, we'd know God is with us, but you wouldn't. Because that's your senses, not your faith, telling you what needs to be done. And your senses are always going to be wanting because they're never satisfied. Hell and destruction, the scriptures tell us, are never satisfied, nor the eyes of humanity are ever satisfied. Hell and destruction are never full. The eyes of humanity, they're just never satisfied. And when we want to see because we feel we need to see, that's your emotions, and your emotions are your doubt, and your doubt are restricted. They're confined. They don't know the fullness of God. And without seeing the fullness of God, you'll never understand what you've seen, even if you've seen God do something. Jesus came in the fullness of the Father. He was the very first wrapped Christmas gift. The word says he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was wrapped, and he is a gift to us. And the gift he is to us is that through him, because he was born of a human being, God born of humanity. That blows my mind. God born for the first time in all of creation. So much so, such an astounding expression of the glory of God that the word says the angels and the host of heaven came down with the angels right there talking to the shepherds and said, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill to all those to whom his favor rests on. I want to walk in his favor. Do you want his favor? Now, you can want him to do things. The most important thing that is ever going to happen is when the thing, the plan of God, becomes evident to you that that's the whole point of your life, and that's where all the joy and all the peace and all the contentment and all the health and all the strength and all the longevity and all the wisdom and all the life and all the everything that makes us complete, that's where it is. It's in the plan of God. Your word is somewhere in the wings, and you have the power to call that wind into your life and see that fullness manifest, but only if you know God is complete, because until then, you'll always only see things in part. And that continuity, that connection, that nucleus through which God brings about everything since he created time, he brings about the same way he did when he brought about Christ. He brings it through you that know you're blessed. Mary said, when she saw Elizabeth, she said, they'll call me blessed forever. I'll be called blessed forever. Anyone that hears and knows me will call me blessed. That should be your attitude. I'll be called blessed. They will call me blessed. And the word says that she believed the word of God, and she said, Lord, here we go. Here's where the power is. Be it unto me according to your word. According to your word. God, you think you need faith to get healed from a cold? God is going to be born through my womb. God is going to be revealed through this vessel. And the word says she couldn't understand it. She couldn't comprehend it. She was amazed, but one thing she knew, she was blessed. I'm blessed. So I come to you today with a message, and I come to you in the fullness of the blessing of Jesus Christ. I know in whom I have believed. Do you know in whom you have believed? Do you know the fullness of the Father? After you've suffered just a little bit, after you've told your emotions, you no longer have control over my present, my past, or my future. I have surrendered my will, and my will doesn't matter. I have the will of the Father, which is fullness, and there isn't anything wrong. There isn't anything missing. There's just so much more. He came to give you the fullness of life. So we have to walk away from all idolatry. We have to believe in the birth of God through humanity and the revelation of Jesus Christ, the hope of your glory, is the plan of God. So we can't wait for Christ to come back for things to get incredibly good. We have to believe only good can happen to me because the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't want. Because he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quieted waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I just don't care because it has nothing to say to me. We have to get rid of the idol Satan, the devil, Diablo, the wicked one. We have to give him up as an excuse and believe that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God, and he is your Lord. Now, when God gave time, he gave you the power to control it. When God gave space, he gave you the power to fill it. When God gave you faith, he gave you the power to see it through him. And when he gave us Christ, he gave us not the faith of man, but the faith of God in Christ and the faith of Christ in the Father. So we are one in the faith of Jesus Christ, the one and only Lord, the one and only God, the one and only Savior, the one and only Redeemer. He said, I and the Father are one. Philip said, show us. He said, you've been looking at me all day long. How many times have you looked in the face of God when God was saying, suffer a little? And you rebuked God. And you went and worshiped your idol. You gave Satan the glory and the honor and the praise for doing destruction in your life instead of giving God all the glory, the honor, and the praise and saying, you and you alone are worthy of praise. You and you alone are God. See, when God gave you a will, he set a boundary that he himself would not breach. And the word says, and Jesus could not do many mighty works because of their doubt. What doubt? The carnal mind, the natural mind, the fleshly mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. You got to suffer a little, which means you tell your mind what God said, and not let your mind tell you what the devil said. Who cares what anyone said except God? If someone confirms the word of God, assume them as a word from the Lord. If a trial comes against you, it is not against you, it cannot be. Nothing can be against you, the word tells us. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I have no concern because you're with me. You're God over it all. Your rod and your staff, they are my comfort. What does that mean? I'm suffering just a little. It means I'm telling the initiative of my flesh, my emotions, my chemistry, that it is not God. I refuse to give credit and glory to any evil power because the Lord is leading me in the way I should go and no one else. He is my shepherd. In the presence of my enemies, I don't allude to the fact that they have power against me or over me. I just state firmly and confidently, you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over, even in the presence of my enemies. And then I declare only goodness and mercy, or the little translation, only good can happen to me. And I will dwell in the presence of the Lord now and forever. That's the plan. That's why Jesus Christ came, to give you the power. And God set that boundary of your will so you would bring it as an offering, knowing you are not complete in yourself, so you never walk short of the glory of God like a third of the angels did. You knew that of him and through him and to him and by him and only through him is the fullness that you're looking for. God set the boundaries. And if God set boundaries and he said they rejected me, it means you have the will to reject God. And he will not interfere. He will call you. He will draw you. But he cannot, by his own volition, go against the will he has given you. You must surrender willingly to it. That's called being born again. Now, if God Almighty requires that, do not tell me or try to make me believe that the evil one has power to infiltrate your life without you willingly inviting him to do so. It is impossible according to the word of Almighty God. It is impossible. Say it is impossible. Religion likes to give as a tradition of homage accolades and praise to a wicked power because two things. It eliminates the need for repentance because then we don't have to. But Jesus came to take that away, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If it's someone else's fault, it can't be yours. And if it's not yours, why would you repent? But at the same time, you forfeit the great lesson. What is that? The plan of God. What is it? That Christ would be revealed in me. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's missing. There's just so much more. There's just so much more. I want to hear an amen.
Amen.
Say there's so much more. Look at your neighbor and say there's nothing wrong. And there's nothing missing. There's just so much more. Merry Christmas. A son is given. A child is born. And the governments will be on his shoulders. That power lies within you. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. You know why the people aren't rejoicing? Because the righteous aren't in rule. Because when the opportunity to suffer in the flesh a while, which means you take the control out of your emotions and you say, God has said, and it has come to pass. You've suffered a little bit. Your emotions stop dictating to you and you take control away from the world that you so despise, that God blessed, by the way, and created for a perfect plan. And you take that power back and you glorify God with it. You suffer in praise. I gladly suffer in praise. I gladly bow my knee. And you take the initiative and you do it when you're not even in trouble. You do it when there's no problem. You rejoice because God wants to reveal through you his fullness. Be careful of idolatry. It'll bite you. When they grumbled and worshiped false gods, it bit them. Snakes came in the camp and bit them. Watch out. It will bite you. Beware. Not of some serpent trying to get into your life, but of the devilish attitude and ideas that someone other than God is in authority in your life once you've been born of the Spirit. Isn't that good?
Yes,
it's good, huh?
Yes.
Nothing's wrong. Nothing's missing. Listen, I know I grew up in tradition. I know how it goes. And sometimes it's like Mary. I can't believe what I just heard. Are you calling me that blessed? But what about Christ in me, the hope of glory? What about the fullness of God in Christ and Christ in you, the fullness of the Father? The Word says, through the church, and that's you and I, God is going to bring about a fullness. There are so many domains open today. The world loves to send out propaganda. Untruths, because you're easy to control when you're afraid. And Jesus said, fear not, for I am with you. God has given you everything you could possibly fathom in the deepest recesses of your mind, and so exceedingly superior beyond what you could imagine. And that's who God is. And what God is doing today, what God is doing today is say, he's saying to us today, I've given you a son. Salvation is born out of humanity. How incredible that God chose mankind to birth himself from to save you. As the song goes, this child you delivered will soon deliver you. How did God bring about Jesus Christ, the Word of God, God in the flesh, through a woman that believed the word of the Lord, ran to Elizabeth. Elizabeth hears her voice. When you know you're blessed, you really know you're blessed and only blessed, the world hears your voice. Here's the Spirit of God. Elizabeth said, "How am I so blessed that the Mary of my Lord greets me?" And the baby, meaning John, leapt in my womb. People around you will leap for joy because the Word of God is in you. You'll see your Word coming to pass in so many areas of your life. Instead of looking at what you could have done differently or what you didn't do or what you did do that you wished you hadn't, you need to suffer a little. And you need to say, none of it matters because the Lord is my shepherd. To me, salvation is born, and I am not who I was. And I can't fix who I wasn't or who I'm not, but I can live in who I am. I can put away idolatry. You know, pain can be idolatry. Worshiping the past can be idolatry. And it helps no one, but it kills you. But to surrender all your pain at the foot of the cross and say, this is why you came to save me. It's been proven to me by me that I can't do this without you. And that's okay because that was the plan. You can't do it without him. But you can do all things through him. If we could only see God, you'll never be able to see God through the things that you want God to do. It's always going to be through the things you'd like not to have to deal with. Suffer just a little, but suffer in praise. I see your face, God, in what has come my way, because I see you calling me to believe your word so I can go beyond the boundaries of anything that could ever hold you back. That's the word of the Lord. You've gone beyond the boundaries through all that you've suffered, so you could go so far beyond, nothing could keep you back. All things have been given to you. He said, all things have been given to me in heaven and earth, and I'm giving them to you. I'm giving you dominion. I'm giving you power over all the earth. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Only great is going to happen to me. Only the blessing of God will happen to me. Devil who? He has nothing to do with me. He can't get in my life. Sin what? Past when? This is the day God has made. I rejoice in God, and I'm glad in it. I come to you today in the fullness of the blessing of Jesus Christ. And I command a blessing on you. I command a blessing on you that will show you the glory of God so you may be like him. For when we see him, we are like he is. As he is, so are you in this world. You have dominion and don't know it. The no is the power for you to enjoy the fullness of a yes. A no is suffering a little in the flesh. And it's not a no from God. It's a no from the world that has a shortage in what you want. So you'll go beyond the boundaries of shortage and see the fullness of the Father. Regardless, it doesn't matter what it is. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because I know you're with me. Mary, you're blessed of the Lord. The salutations, the word of God staggered our mind. God is staggering your mind today because you hear a no, but the answer of the Lord is yes. And in him, amen. So I suffer in praise. When anything, regardless of what it is, makes me think that there's a deficit or a shortage or evil, I say, no evil can befall me because I am blessed of the Lord. The Lord is leading me in the way I would go. All God is doing is setting you up so your storehouse of trash is empty, old, broken, in need of repair is gone. Get rid of it. Empty the house. Suffer a little and praise. It'll clean your house. Not my will, your will, God. No anger. No memory of the past will hurt me because you have healed me. You suffered for my past. You suffered for my mistakes. All that was proven was that I can't do it on my own, and that's a good thing. Thank you. I praise you that I know that. I need you in your fullness. That's suffering a little. And when you do that, the fullness of the Father is revealed in you, and that's where you live. Because our position with God is seated with Him, the Word says, in heavenly places. To try and see God with our eyes is such a gift that you can't. And the reason you can't is it's just like your eye. Your eye looks at something, but it doesn't really see it. It's your mind that sees. And the Word says that the carnal mind is enmity against God. It cannot please Him. Because when the mind sees something, if it cannot reason it out, it doubts. And because God is beyond reasoning, there's no way your eye could ever see Him. But your faith can. And to you, you won't know the difference. Except that you see God in His fullness. And when God leads you in the way of faith, which is what He's doing right now, whatever you're going through, consider you're looking in the face of God. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked into the flame of the fire, they looked into the face of God. And that's what they saw. And they said, we'll not be slow. Our God is in that fire. And He will deliver us because He is the fire. So throw us into the fire of God if you can. And I bet you can't. The strong men that tried to throw them in died. I wonder how they got in there. I think they walked inside. I do. I think they walked inside. I think they stepped inside and said, glory to God. We found the presence of the Lord because they suffered a little in praise. Don't cave. Don't give in. Don't give up. And God will bring it out, just as He did with Mary. This is the greatest season of your lives. And I call you blessed of the Lord, favored and chosen of God. Merry Christmas and the most incredible of seasons to you. This is the hour of the Lord. Domains are open all over the world. Domains people don't even know their domain dues are up and they're not paying them because they don't have the currency. But you do. The Word of God and your faith. And God is giving domains over in the year 2023 as it closes. 2024, as it opens, those domains are open. They're open for adoption. Adopt them. Make them your own. God has given you the power to do so. Believe this is the greatest season of your life. And bless the Lord at all times. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Mighty God, we thank You, we praise You, we love You, we seek You. We thank You for who You are, Christ within us, the great hope of glory. We call this day blessed of the Lord. Jesus, we thank You that You came by the Word and the will of the Father. We thank You that You laid down Your life and You took it up again. And You said, no one does this, I do it. The Father has given me the power to do it, and I do what the Father has commanded me. I and the Father, we are one. Jesus, we thank You. You've been with us a long time. As You told Philip, how long do I have to be with You? You've been looking at the Father. We see You in all that is done. We see You in all that is doing, because all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. To them who love You, believe You, trust You, they walk in the accordance with the call and purpose that You have set before us. God, we thank You. I thank You for Your people whom You've created, those whom You've redeemed by Your blood, because they are vessels of honor and praise to Your glory, because You created us so. And You've given us dominion in the earth to glorify You, to testify and bear witness of You. And we receive that power. If you don't know Jesus as Lord, You feel you're not sure. You believe the lie of life, not the life of God, but the death you call life. If you feel you failed, and something's wrong, something's missing, I want you to pray with me. Let's receive Christ as Lord and Savior. That's what this day is all about. Pray this prayer with me. You don't have to comprehend it all no more than Mary did. You just believe, just because you're created to do so. Jesus, thank you for your gift. Thank you for coming into the world to save me. Save me, I pray. Redeem me. Forgive me. Make me clean through your blood and your word. I ask this in your mighty name, Jesus the Christ, the only begotten of the Father. I receive salvation now, your forgiveness. Make me new in you. And I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now I confess, I am saved, I am born again, and as Abraham, and even as Christ himself, I will grow in wisdom and understanding and favor with God and people. In Jesus' name, I am blessed of the Lord. And everybody shouted. Father, we give you praise. And today we pull upon the heavens of God. Stand with me. Let's pull on heaven for just a little bit. Let's pull on heaven for just a little bit. We're going to receive communion in just a few minutes here. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord our God has spoken. We take dominion. There are domains open. There are places of renown, places of honor, places that are destitute and barren. You're God over it all. It belongs to no one, Father, but you and you alone. And you have given us the dominion, the power, and the rule in the earth to glorify you. We take that power, that honor, that privilege, that authority according to your word and in the name of our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. And we pull upon the heavens of God and we say, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Bow your knee to the will of the Father. God, put in my hands, say this with me, God, put in my hands everything you will for me to have, everything you will for me to glorify you in. I receive it. And I will walk in it, in the fullness that you are. And what you will be accomplished through the faith you have given me in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. Give the Lord a shout in the house. We're going to receive communion together. But before we do, I want you to just stand, raise your hands. And I want you to praise him. I want you to praise him out of your own heart right now. Think of something. Think of the word you received today and praise the Lord. Let me hear the house filled with praise. Come on. Talk to your God. Declare his name. Praise him. Lord, we praise you for the fullness of your word. We praise you for understanding, Lord. Even understanding we didn't realize. Maybe some till today. Maybe some a month ago, a year ago. God, we thank you for what you've revealed. We thank you for what you're saying. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for who you are within us. How blessed are we that you are revealed through us, that you chose us as the instruments of faith through which you have been born, which you have been revealed. You have empowered us through faith in your word, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. And that blessing, God, you have bestowed on us through Christ in believing in the living word by which we have been created and born again in Jesus Christ. And God, we give you praise. We thank you. We love you. We worship. We praise you. Mighty God. Go ahead and worship him. Come on, lift your voice. Suffer a little in praise. Come on, suffer a little in praise. Tell your flesh this is what you're going to do. You're going to worship God. You're going to open your mouth. You're going to declare his goodness and his glory. And you're going to walk in the fullness of everything he has revealed and so much more, so far beyond all you know to ask or think. According to that power that is at work within you. Mighty God.